Put together just praising the Lord. And that's all we're here tonight for. That's all we better be here tonight for. If there's anything else in mind, we're here for the wrong purpose. I want to see God move tonight. He has moved, but I want to see Him move even in a little bit more, a greater way. Let ourselves just fall beside. Before I grab these things tonight, I just want to say that I appreciate this church for the last couple of months that we have been here. The way that everyone is, they make us feel part. You better make us feel part, because we are. And if you don't, we're going to be part anyhow, so that's a tough luck. But we just appreciate everyone and all the good things that some have said, and probably some of the bad things we hadn't heard about that for that. We forgive you. We just love the Lord. And I've enjoyed worshiping God with all of you. I love to come together. I've said it before, I enjoy, if we are out for some time, when we are coming back, I enjoy looking forward to coming to a night of service when we can worship together. Because, now let me say this, and I'm going to back out. When this church wants to, let me touch God. When this church comes together and they put it in their mind before the service to worship God and to touch God, we can have some services. I've been in some powerful services here. On the other hand, if we don't want to, we can leave shaking our heads. But I forget about the times we're shaking our heads, and I remember the times we're rejoicing. I love to come together and worship God. And I think you do too. I believe every one of you tonight desire to see Him move in this service. Don't you want Him to bless? Don't you want Him to touch you and to touch others? My God, let that praise and that worship for God, let it come tonight. Let it just touch heaven. And let's glorify you and praise the Lord. Worship God tonight.
This is the town of Jerusalem. I'm a stranger and I'm lost. I'm place. And I'd like to kneel beneath that tall, rugged cross and thank Him for setting me free. It's the only way to Jesus. Show me the way to Calvary. Of a lifetime of sin. But then I met this man, the man called Jesus, and I know I've never been the same since then. Now they say he died, but I know that he lives, and I've just got to see him again. Now they say he died, oh, but I know that he lives, and I've just got to see him again. Sing it with me. Show me the way to Calvary. I want to see him face to face. And I'd like to thank him for caring enough that he want to take my place. And I'd like to kneel beneath that small rugged cross and thank him for setting me free. It's the only way to Jesus. Show me the way to Calvary.
Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Tonight, no matter who, what, or where we might be, who we are, what we are, we all have one thing in common, and that song sings it all. We all have Calvary in common. I don't care how rich, how poor, what name we might possess, what color our skin might be, we all still have Calvary in common. I'm glad about it. I'm glad that I can say that I have a part of that crucifixion, that because of that, I can be set free. Tonight, before I read these scriptures that I have in my heart, I just want to say this, by all sincerity, I need you. Now, I need you. Now, God's given me something. All afternoon today, I rejoiced on something I've never thought about before, and the Lord blessed me. And I believe, I don't know what this message, you never really know exactly how it message is going to go over. That's just fact. You can get some, and I've said it before, I've preached some of the best messages I've ever preached in my life, and I watched and they didn't even get hardly outside the front here. Maybe not at this church, maybe, but you just never really know. But this is one thing, no matter what happens here tonight, I'm going to go on and rejoice in what God gave me today. Now, that's all right, isn't it? I hope so. Praise the Lord. But tonight I don't really care if maybe some respond with amens. I don't really care if some will look off and maybe not look at me. I don't care what your flesh is doing, just as long as I got your mind. If your thought can be here,
There's more to it when we say, let's get together in one accord than just saying, sitting in the same building. When our thoughts begin to go down the one channel, when we begin to think about Christ, and when we begin to glorify Him in our mind, then we're going to see something done. That's positive thinking because I know a positive God.
Hallelujah.
There you go. That's number one. Now, if you have your Bibles tonight, I'd like you to turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 33, and read verse 28. And also 1 Kings 17, and reading verse 1. Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 28. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also, his heavens shall drop down dew. I want the last portion of that tonight. Also, his heavens shall drop down dew. And also, 1 Kings 17 and verse 1, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Our God, Lord, again tonight, I just feel to say thank you. Lord, we appreciate all of your goodness, all of your love, all of your mercy to us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We are examples of your love. We are examples of that good and of that mercy. Lord, for if it were not for you, not a one of us would be sitting here tonight. Lord, if it were not for you, we would not be able to glorify nor to fill your spirit. God, with all sincerity, let us say thank you. Take this word, speak to us, Lord. I pray it in Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, the Lord is, I'll say the Lord, I hope it's the Lord, I have the subject, between the rains. Between the rains. There, in our lives, we're just average, down-to-earth, local saints of God.
Sure.
And not a one of us, in fact, there isn't a saint of God anywhere that is above average in reality. We're all just average.
Right.
We have some moves of God in our lives, some experiences where we would label extraordinary. Have you had any of those? If you had the Holy Ghost, you had at least one experience that was beyond the ordinary. But there are times in our lives that we come, whether it be in the service of God or whether it be on a personal consecration, maybe in a prayer closet somewhere. Let me say, I have received some of the greatest blessings, like I'm sure some of you, when I've been all by myself, and I've told the Lord things that probably I wouldn't say if I knew you were beside me. But the Lord blessed me and He thrilled me. And we can label these the extraordinary.
Wow.
And these are the glorious, high points of our Christian walk with God. Now, in our just average beings, just everyday, ordinary men and women, creations of God that have been filled with the Holy Ghost, there are many more days in our lives. The 15 years now I thought today of my own. In the 15 years I've had the Holy Ghost, I've spent many more days not living in an extraordinary experience. Out of the 15 years, very likely much over 14 of those years, and probably 14 years and 300 some odd days, I have not walked in an extraordinary height or plane of the Spirit of God. But yet I've lived.
Hallelujah.
And yet I've had the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
And yet I've been able to shout the victory every day of the 15 years that I've had the Holy Ghost. And yet God has talked to me. Sometimes in that period, in between one glory to another glorious experience, God is still blessed, and God is still moved, and God has still been real in my life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There have been times, now I'm just going to talk tonight. There have been times that in my walk and my experience with God, and I'm sure just because we're all out of the same mold in reality,
we're all just. Yeah.
But there have been times that I began to look at myself. And there's been times that I've walked into the service in the house of God, and I've left weeping, and I've left crying. And there's been times probably I should have left crying, but I thought, my God, I need that mountaintop experience. And I thought, oh God, where is that extraordinary? You see, we is just average Pentecostals and average men and women, we want to live in that extraordinary. And I'm not, before I'm done here, don't get me wrong yet, I'm not putting down the shout glory. The shout is fine. The mighty move of God is fine. But what I'm trying to say, when that mighty move, when that extra special something is sent from God, when it may not be there, I don't throw the towel in. I don't say, my God, where is this Spirit gone? My God, I feel deserted. No, I just keep on living. And I keep on walking. And God keeps on blessing. And the victory keeps on coming. Now let me get some things going here tonight. This church, you don't mind me talking about this church tonight, do you? As soon as we're here, I can't too well tell the people in Frankfort, Indiana anything but tonight, but I'm going to talk about us. Y'all remember the revival of Brother Bear, don't you?
Yeah.
How many thought you had a good time in the revival of Brother Bear? I felt the rain. I felt the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in that revival. I felt a surging in my soul. I had plugged in to some sort of generating power and gained the new strength that I was needing. And I know that many of you did. I saw some receive blessings that in the year and a half that I have been around this church, I've never seen some be blessed before. But they were blessed in that move. Why? Because there was a rain of the Holy Ghost. There was an outpouring of the shower of the blessing of the Holy Ghost. Now, that's good. That's fine. That's wonderful. That's victorious. But since then, I've been in a few services here. And not been a rain. There's not been the same rain. Not been the same shout. And you know, I've been down on myself. When you get down on yourself, you're in trouble. Because you can be your own worst enemy. I can tear myself down. The devil, if he can get into my mind, like Sister Johnny was saying, if he can begin to eat at my mind spiritually and get me to think spiritually I'm in trouble, well then he doesn't have to do anymore. I'll take it from there and I'll destroy myself. But even though we may not still be walking on that same rain, even though the Spirit may not be flowing in a like manner, the blessings of God are still real, and the victory in God is still here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're glory.
Hallelujah.
Israel was a nation that farmed. They knew all about farming. They made their living by farming. When the Lord spoke to them about the promised land, He didn't say, first of all, talk about great buildings you live in. He didn't say that there'd be mansions, and he didn't describe this scene. He said there's a land that flows with milk and honey. And the men, because of this, instantly their thoughts began to go, well, that means there's a land that can prosper us. There's a land that we can plant our crops and we can suffice ourselves and make our living. It's a good land. And they depended upon the ability to farm the land. It came a time when Israel cut years and centuries out of the middle of their history. They began to think they were independent of God. We don't need the power of God. Ahab and Jezebel brought in a worship of Baal, and God was forsaken. And in the middle, I'm so glad that I know I need Him. I'm glad that I know that I can't get along without Him. The day I think I don't need to pray, the day I think I can walk without God, I'm in trouble with God. I need to touch God every day of my life. I need Him. So the Lord said, all right. Said, you don't need me? You think you're independent? I'm going to show you your dependency on me. Lord spoke through the prophet. Elijah said, all right, there's not going to be any dew nor any rain that is going to come upon the land. And it went wrong when the crops began to die in the field for lack of water. When the men began to see there was nothing to harvest and the ground began to get hard and they said, we can't plant, and if we can't plant, we can't eat. They began to realize their need of God. We need rain, and we need the rain, and so we need God. You can't take the two out. You need them both, Israel was saying. Now, in the scripture I read in 1 Kings 17, never quite saw it on this manner. It speaks, Elijah said, there's neither going to be dew nor rain. Now, I would have thought it had been sufficient just to say, hey, fellas, it ain't going to rain no more. To me, well, in fact, every time I've read it, I just read it in my mind. I've skipped all over it. And I said, the Lord said it ain't going to send no rain. But that isn't what He said. He said there ain't going to be any dew nor rain.
Amen.
And these are two separate things. And by the help of my Lord, I want to bring it. You can't. These two are not the same. Dew may be moisture, but it is not rain. And rain may come down, but even though it may lay on the green grass, it may look and feel, it isn't the dew. It's the results of the rain. But there are two separate things here that Israel learned to depend upon. In the blessing that I read in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 28, the Lord was blessing Israel. He said, Israel shall dwell in safety alone. That's a blessing. A blessing of God's safety. Along with it, He said, the fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land. And He said, also, His heavens shall drop down dew upon the land. Shall drop down the dew. This dew that you don't even think about much. I've never stopped. I didn't wake up this morning and say, huh, I wonder how the dew's doing. Never entered my mind. All during the summer, the times I'd go fishing and that grass would be wet, I never gave it one moment's thought that the dew had produced that water. I don't think about the dew. But in Israel, in the time and the land they lived, this dew, I found out today, became important to them. There was a time in the summer and the early autumn when the rains would not fall. There was a time when it was dry. There was a time when they could not get water for the crops. God in His blessing, in His infinite wisdom, God said, if the rain won't be there, I'll send a blessing of dew. I'll let the dew water the crops. So it wasn't just speaking words. It wasn't just nothing. When God said, I'm going to let the heavens, they're going to drop down the dew. But it was important. The farmers needed to know that, because this dew provided the moisture they needed for the crops.
Hallelujah.
For the crops. For the crops.
Glory, glory, glory.
Now, this dew was not a substitute for the rain. It wasn't going to stand in place of the rain. The Lord didn't say, Israel, now don't look for the rain anymore, because dew's going to replace the rain. It wasn't that. What the dew was a light sustaining moisture between the rains. Between the rains. From one rain to another rain. God said, in my wisdom, I'm going to send the dew. Now it may not shower. You may not hear the crackling of the thunder. But brother, Israel, it's going to produce the results. It will produce the needed moisture to sustain the crops.
Good.
Hallelujah. Now don't get me wrong, Israel. Don't think it's going to do beyond or go beyond the rain. The rain is still important. You can't live without the rain. The rain is the thing that really will saturate. The dew is just a temporary. The dew is just something to link the 2 days or the weeks or the months or however long it may be from one outpouring to the other outpouring. The dew will be there. This is a blessing of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now the rain is something we know about. I got up the encyclopedia today, and the very first words that rain in the place of rain, it says, we can't live without rain. We know this. We can't exist without rain. If the heavens would shut off or shut up, then the clouds would dry and we would not receive any rain, we would be in trouble. Now, we know this. This is no great deep thing. This year the farmers, they worried because of the lack of rain. They said our crops are going to dry. In some parts of the country, I was told when I was there, farmers said that even if we get the rain, it's too late now. Our crops have died in the fields. Rain is important. The farmers can buy the best piece of land. They can buy the finest machinery. They can spend millions of dollars to produce a farm and plant the grain. They can have all the knowledge that all of their men might know about farming. But if they don't get the rain, if the rain will not fall, the crops will not grow. And all of the farm machinery, all of the know-how is useless. The rain is important. Can't live without the rain. I found something else today that I had thought about it, but I never really looked it up. Did you know that rain cleanses things? When the rain drops begin to fall through the atmosphere, when they began to trickle down, every drop that falls, it is attaching itself to some sort of dirt or filth. When the drops of rain come down, it is taking away with it the pollen from the flowers that float in the atmosphere. And pollen causes us trouble with hay fever. And it's taking down the dirt. It's taking down the soot. And all of the decay, all of the filth that the atmosphere collects. When it rains, it does not just take care of the ground. It cleanses the air we breathe, so we might breathe a pure air, a clean air. You ever walk outside after a nice spring rain and that wonderful smell? I've often thought, if they'd get a bottle of cologne to smell like that, I think I'd almost buy it. I love it. I love that smell. I've often wondered what it was. I had someone tell me that, I don't know if he really knew what he was talking about. He's been in college and all, but he said that what that is that you're smelling, it's clean air. That beautiful aroma is clean. It's pure. It has been cleansed of all of that filth, and now it's clean. And that's the rain. We know about the rain. And on the other hand, we know about a physical rain. In the same way, the Church of the Living God, we know about the spiritual rain. We know there are times that it must rain. There are times the ground has been planted, the ground is ready, and if the rain does not come, we realize that things are going to die out in the fields. But God knows exactly when to send the rain. God knows when it's needed, and God knows just exactly how much rain to stand upon us. When it comes, it cleanses us. It sure does. It'll cleanse every filth. You don't need to worry about thoughts. You don't need to worry about sins. A lot of people say, I can't live above it. Well, all you got to do is when it rains, you just get out in it. When it rains, only one thing is going to happen. If you cover yourself up, it's going to get away from you. But if you get out, you're going to get saturated through and through. And every drop of the Spirit of God that touches our soul is going to take the filth of the world. Now, we may live, and we may have it, and we may have had the Holy Ghost a long time. But you go out and work in the world. You rub shoulders with the dirt of the world. I'm not saying that people are trash. I'm not saying that. But sin is trash. Sin is filth. You rub shoulders with some old cigar-smoking cussing fella, and a little bit of that dirt is going to rub off. Not that it's going to make you... It's time for washing. It's time to let that Spirit cleanse our soul. And so the rain comes. And so the rain comes. We can build with all of our know-how and money. If we should desire, I will venture to say that this church could go ahead and build a fabulous building and have all the beautiful things that man would desire. We can have our know-how, maybe how to send out buses and build a Sunday school. But all I want to say tonight, all the beautiful buildings, the edifices you may build, if the rain of the Holy Ghost is not coming once in a while, that building is useless, and that church is useless. Those Sunday school classes are useless. All the drive, the push, everything that we may try to do, it's useless without the rain of the Holy Ghost. It's got to fall. Now, it's good. When we were in school, they said, don't get too many personal experiences. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know who else to tell about but myself. The night I received the Holy Ghost, I want you to know, brother, did it ever more rain? It poured. It was just an old flood warning out. There was what they call it, a gully washer. I felt it come in and I felt it surge over. It began to cleanse. And that night, I was cleaner than I'd ever been in my entire life. I was pure. I was white as snow that night that I received the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God rained upon my heart. We're told in Genesis, I tried to look it up today, but I ran out of time, to be truthful. But I've been told that before Noah and the flood, that there never been any rain upon the face of the earth. That it was the dew, the springs, the water from the earth, from within the earth, it fed itself. Do you know the first time the Lord began to talk about rain, people didn't really know what He was talking about.
That's right.
If Noah would have said, the Lord said it's going to rain, they'd say, what's rain? Nobody knows what rain is. The water is going to come down out of the heavens and it's going to drop upon us. I've got to be crazy. Everybody with any common sense knows that water don't come down. It comes out of the earth. That's the way it's always been done. But you know what? Whether they'd ever seen rain before or not, the first rain that ever fell, it flooded the earth. The first rain that came, it wasn't just little old spring showers. There was a downright flood. And every piece of dirt in the earth was done away with. And God used that rain to purify His earth again. And in the same way, The first time I received that Spirit of God, that it flooded, I never felt it before. I didn't really know that much about it. But when it came, it didn't just trickle that I felt like, ooh, giggling or something. When it hit me, it just ran through me. And I was right out to the old self. And the old flesh was done away with. And the old man, the carnality, it just began to float down the sewer somewhere. But that was a flood. That was a downpour.
Hallelujah.
The rain.
Uh-huh.
You told about the rain.
Sure, sure.
You told that. I guess I don't even have to talk no more about it. We know about the rain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But the dew. Thank God for the dew.
Yes.
The dew is something that I've never heard any that may have. I've never really read a poem written about the dew. I've heard songs about the rain, but I've never heard songs about the dew. We all like to get out in the rain. We all enjoy the rain. I do. I can sleep better in the rain than I can any other time. It starts beating down on the roof, and the harder it rains, the more I sleep and the deeper I go. But the rain, we all like and we're all familiar with. But this little old stranger almost do. Remember when I was a child, I'd go outside in the yard on a spring day, a summer day. I'd always go out barefooted and you feel that cool dampness on the sole of your feet. And if Dad had just mowed the grass the day before, I come in and my feet were green with a little blaze of grass because the dew had stuck it all to my feet. And my mom would get all over me. I'd drag her across the carpet. Don't blame it on me, Mother. It was the dew that did it. And that dew, we remember the dew and it's there. But we don't give it any thought physically. But you know that dew is just as important today. Let me talk physically for a moment. There's a need of that dew. There's a purpose for that dew. There's a quenching. When the grass is thirsty, the Lord in all of His glory just lets it be moistened. And it ain't going to rain today. The Lord said, I'm going to let some dew come. I'm just going to let a little moisture come on the grass. And it's there. The blessing. The blessing of God.
Hallelujah.
Now, in our spiritual,
thank you, Lamb of God.
In our spiritual, there are times some people begin to cry for an experience in God. We all want an experience in God. I want to get just as deep in God as I can get.
Yeah.
I want to draw as close to God as I can draw. But there have been some times, and I have been guilty of this, I saw myself today. There have been some times that I began to cry out for a deep experience in God, and I cried in such a way, and I wanted that experience in such a way that I was unthankful for what God had already given me. I was saying, Lord, send the rain. And yes, God, send the rain. Saturate this entire city. But my God, don't let me forsake the blessings that you've sent in the dark to do. Don't let me forget the small things when you thrill my soul. God knows. God knows. And when I learn to just say, Lord, you know me better than I know me. God knows that I can't live in a downpour in all of my life. I can't live in a constant rain of the Holy Ghost. If every night I walked into the house of God, if every night God hit me on the head and made me do flip-flops or stand me up on my head, if I flipped head over heel, you know that would just become commonplace. And after a while, it would be kind of hard for God to do anything exceptional. It would be kind of hard for Him to do something just out of the ordinary. But now, when the rain just comes every so often, when one of those services just takes us, it gives us enough power. It gives us enough source. It fills us enough to carry us. And God knows His business. And He knows what we need.
Amen.
It doesn't rain every day that we live.
Hallelujah.
In church.
That's right.
In church. There are times, I think the Lord was trying to show me something. I learned this afternoon. to thank God for this day.
Hallelujah.
To thank God for this day. I've glorified God all night for this service tonight.
Hallelujah.
You say, but nobody has really shouted. No one has ran to the altars. But God, I felt a touch of my soul tonight. Lord, it may be small. It may not even register on the rain scale. But Lord, I have felt some drops of dew, some sweet honey that has touched my soul tonight. And that's a blessing from God. But there are times that the church is going to go through periods of just no rain at all. And it seems as though we're in the middle of a drought. Does that mean that God has left us alone and God has forsaken us? Oh, God, where is God? Now, I'm talking if everything's right. If you've not been praying like you need to be praying or worshiping in service like you need to be worshiping, then I hope to the dear Lord when it does rain that He doesn't let one drop fall upon you. But if we're worshiping, if we're trying to cry out to God and still it seems as though there's no rain, this does not mean that God is dead. This doesn't mean God deserted us. He is just as real in the moments of dryness as He is in the midst of a downpour. He is just as satisfying. Victory is just as real to our souls.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's just in a different light.
Praise
it may
God.
Just be in a different way.
Uh-huh.
Thank God for the rain. I thank God for the rain. I love it. I love to see it pour. I love to see it fall. But God, I cannot. I don't care how much it starts raining. Some of the sweetest blessings I've received. I couldn't say it was an outpouring. I couldn't say it was just a drastic rain or shower upon me. It was just sweet little drops of dew upon my heart. Some of the most precious memories that I have of services have not been, oddly enough, in the great shout. They have not been in a time when everybody is whooping around. But it's been when I have sat in a pew and maybe nobody else said anything. But God was precious to my heart. God spoke to me in a certain way that night. And I can't forget that. I can't forget the little dew that He has allowed to bless me. Bless me. I've been in some services. I've been in services in this church just recently, the last couple of weeks. Nothing extra's happened. And one many thing, if you have a diary, you go home and write, "Dear diary, so-and-so happened tonight." It wasn't that sort of a thing. Nobody got up and did any handstands around the aisles. No, what you could define as powerful surge or move. Oh, maybe the Lord was there, but it wasn't nothing just that ooh, that extra ooh. But you know, there have been many of those services in these last few weeks, and I didn't even realize it until tonight. And God forgive this soul. It's been after I walked out of the house of God, and maybe that night when I laid my head down, and I walked out of that service, then it began to dawn on me, you know, I've been refreshed tonight. Maybe the message began to go back over my mind, and I said, "Thank you, Jesus." Could have been part of the songs or testimonies, and it all thrown together, and my soul was refreshed. Oh, and if it had not been for the dew, if I was just waiting for the rain, if I can't live without the rain, if I cannot exist spiritually without the shout, if I cannot walk for God without the downpour, my God, I'm in trouble. Thank God for the dew. Thank God for the blessings that bestow upon our lives.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah. The rain, and I've got it all done out tonight. The rain, you don't really see too many rains that it isn't accompanied with thunder. And a lot of rains, the real rains, the ones that just flat put the water on us, they're going to be thunder. You're going to see the streaks of lightning. The little kids, if it's at night, they're going to crawl in bed with mom and dad, and they're going to shake. And they're going to be fearful. Oh, mama, mama, something's happening. And I used to feel that way. I didn't know what was going to happen. And you begin to say, I'm sorry for every wrong thing you did that day. But you know it's raining because the noise is there. The noise is there. The rain of the Holy Ghost, you can see it, you know it. It's always accompanied with noise. Whether the church world wants to know it or not, the reason there's no noise, they've never had any rain fall upon them. The reason they don't know what it is to worship in a noisy atmosphere is because they've never had the precious cleansing power of the rain of the Holy Ghost fall upon them. Because the rain will produce a noise. But on the other hand, the dew, it comes sometime in the midnight hours, sometime between midnight and dawn. When you walk out in the early morning, it may be you may be in the worst trouble, the worst trial of your night. It may be in the darkest night you have ever spent in your life. But don't give up faith. Don't lose out, because the dew will be there in the morning. You can always count in the morning hours. God is going to allow the dew to be there, and it will clear. And it will refresh.
Hallelujah.
That's so.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lamb of God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let us have rain every service we're in. Oh, Lord, let it just pour and let it just move. And oh, God, yes, let it move. You ever watch farmers, and probably many of you have farmed and you know much more about it than I do. One thing I do know, when it's raining, the farmer isn't out in the field. When it's raining, he's either inside the barn doing something or sitting in the house, but he's not out on his tractor. I mean, when it's really raining, he's not out harvesting. Because when it rains, the work stops. Oh, it's good. Does that mean we're going to want all the work and no rain? It won't work that way. Farmer, you can't work every day of the summer. It's got to rain some of the time. And it can't rain every day of the summer. Farmer, you got to work sometime. And when the plants are planted, when he goes out to weed out the garden, usually when I see them out there and they're going through the rows and they're tearing down the weeds and destroying all the rubbish, you see the ducks flying behind them. And that lets me to know it's been a long time since the rain has fallen. The rain in there, they're working. You cannot work and have it rain at the same time. And spiritually, I've seen it happen many times. Maybe a great outpouring will come and it'll clean out the altars. The revival I got the Holy Ghost in, it was right about the year when our church in Barberton just really exploded. We went over the 200 mark and we just felt like everything was fine. And that revival, 30-some received the Holy Ghost. 20-some had been in the altars for, some of them for several years. Many for months. It just cleansed it all out. Cleaned it all out. Almost every sinner that could be touched, they were touched in that revival. We had a rain. But you know, after that revival quit, the church went back to work. There wasn't any great shout for a while. Oh, there was victory. There were services when you did feel it. There were services when you were just feeling like you could fly away. But in the dryness, or in that, when it's not raining, when just the dew is falling, you can begin to again work the fields. Go out and begin to bring them in. Go out and provide the church with that, that when the rain does fall, there's something to grow and something to produce.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Between the rains.
Yes.
Not putting down the rain. Thank God for the rain. Let it rain. Oh, Lord, let it rain.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, oh, Lord, I believe tonight for the first time in my life, I can also say, Lord, thank you for the times maybe when it isn't raining. Lord, I thank you for services like this tonight. I'm serious. I feel better tonight than I have felt a day in my entire life. And that isn't just words. I feel good in the Lord. I feel at peace in the Lord. Who knows what the Lord might be trying to do in this service? Who are we to begin to decide what God may do? If He should say Wednesday night, if He should say I'm going to pour my spirit out, then I think we should all say thank you, Jesus. And let's all get in and get wet. But if He isn't going to let it pour tonight, I'm not going to leave and say, oh my, wasn't that terrible? No, sir. I'm going to leave and say, thank you, Jesus, for the sweet, sweet heavenly drops that have fallen in my soul tonight. The simple things of God. Living between the reins. I don't know our reins, and this I'm closing. Our reins, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, every one of us, we receive it at different times normally. Sometimes it seems entire church would just get rained on at one time. But there's going to be times, I know it's worked with me, I've been rained on when it didn't look like anything else was done, but I felt it.
Hallelujah.
And who's to know? I have no idea where you might be until your next rain. You may have had a down point today by yourself somewhere. But friend, there's going to be days, no matter how we want to look at it, no matter how we want to see it, there's going to be days when it will not rain. But I've got to live on. And I'm not only happy to live in my own power, God still is leaving a blessing for me. God still gives victory between the rain. I still have something to say that about between the rain. If a person needs that great, extraordinary experience, if you need that to live, and if you have to live from one experience, great, extraordinary, to another great, extraordinary experience, friend, then you don't have too much in God. Because there's going to be days that experience isn't going to be there. Where are you going to be? Praise God. I'm going to be in the field somewhere working for my God. When the rain quits, it's time to start working. When the rain ceases off, it's time to crank up the tractors. It's time to get the hose and get the blisters on our hands. Let's go to the fields and let's work because God is blessing us. Truly tonight, there's not a person in this church that could dare say that God is not blessed. Even in this service tonight, God is blessed. God is blessed. Hallelujah. Let us stand tonight, if you would. Praise the Lord. Let's just raise our hands and thank God for that rain. Thank you, Jesus.